So there's a major discussion on whether a woman can be a moheles. Can a woman perform the circumcision? It's actually a debate in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Well, everyone agrees. The Gemara says for a non-Jew, can't do bris mila because he's not involved in the mitzvah of bris. He's not chayev at all in bris mila. He's not a ben bris. What about a woman? A woman also doesn't have a bris. However, that's a discussion in the Gemara whether a woman is kosher to be a moheles or not. So it's a debate in the Gemara. In fact, it seems to be a mafurish pasuk in the Chumash that Miriam did the mila. Batikach Miriam, it's a tzor, she took a rock. So we clearly see that Miriam did the bris. So what do you mean? How can anyone say that a woman can't be a moheles? So therefore, the Gemara gives different reasons that maybe Miriam started it, but Moshe finished it, or someone else did it, even though it really wasn't Miriam. So that's 2 days in the Gemara. In other words, there's a whole discussion about Yisrael Mummer. So a Jewish person who's a Mummer, so Pashtus says Yisrael Mummer can't do it. However, I think there was a Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I think the Rav used to say when used to be chaplains out in the middle of nowhere, I don't know, wherever they were, Alaska, Africa, wherever they might have been, they're in a place where they couldn't get a moel, and the only moel was available was, let's say it was a Jewish doctor who could do mila, but he wasn't, let's say he wasn't observant at all. So the shaila was, should he do the bris right now with the Yisrael Mummer, or should he wait 6 months till he gets home? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think, told him to wait till he gets back, because it's a big shaila. Yisrael Mummer is treated like a guy. There is, I think, a Rebbe Kiva Eger with the Tosis that I think Rav Soloveitchik explained, if you're dealing with someone who's not from, and if you don't do the bris now, maybe they'll never do a bris, and then you can rely on the shita, and they should do the bris then. But if you know the person's going to be able to do the bris later, then you should wait. So that's by Yisrael Mummer. But so it's a debate in the Gemara in the post. Can we pass Kameikar Adin and Ishik Sheira Lamo, and a woman can be a Moheles? However, since it's a Machokes, so L'chadchila, we find a man who could be the Moel, because that's L'chadchila. Since it's a debate whether a woman could be a Moheles, so therefore, unless there's no man around, then we got the woman. In fact, I think it's the Shach who writes, let's say it's day 8, and there's no man, but there's a woman who could do it. So we know there's a big Indian of Mila Bizmana. So the Shach says that's considered a case where if you don't have a man, then a woman could do it on day 8 if there's no man around, because that's considered a b'di'evit if you don't do it on day 8 and you have the capability of doing it on day 8. So that's what that's the discussion by Yisrael Mummer. No, but you know, even then, b'riel shas adchak, then you could do it then and then to wait. And regarding a woman, if all things being equal, we give it to a man, but the Shachs will say, others might disagree and say maybe day 8 isn't enough, but the point being is, Me'ikar Adin, if a woman does a mila, so the mila is Sheira.